Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's the host of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN every day from 2 to 4. Joins us every Wednesday. Eddie joins us now. Mark, what's up, man?
Not much. Just still trying to get a grip on what I watched last night. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah. My preseason was that, you know, for all these kind of national pundits who maybe dialed it back about Memphis, you know, and had them 18th, 19th, 20th, or whatever, because they were worried about the youth. I maintain that there is going to be a serious course correction about the Memphis Tigers after they tip off. Do you think that's the case, and do you think there will be a course correction after what they saw last night, specifically from James?
I don't know about that yet. I mean, I think the Oregon game will determine that. If they beat down Oregon in a similar way to beating South Carolina State, and James dominates the way he did against South Carolina State and Oregon, then I think you'll see Memphis sort of. And it's not like, I mean, like, I know we've kind of talked about how, like, Penny has said the expectation, you know, he expected them to be ranked higher. Like, they're still a top 15 team. It's not like people didn't think they were going to be good. But I think it's the Oregon game is where that, if you will, the course correction, the pundits will start to be like, well, maybe this team really can win a national championship. If they look really good against Oregon, that's when I think it happens. I mean, last night, let's be frank, it was awesome. It was like, I mean, James, you know, was amazing. 28 points, 11 rebounds, 11 of 14 from the floor. It was 6 layups, 5 dunks. He just looked dominant. But he also was playing against, I don't think anyone was guarding him who was taller than 6'7 last night. There is still some things he needs to, not prove, but just he's going to have more challenging moments. And frankly, I think anyone who watches the film of that game will come away going, we need to make sure that guy doesn't have the ball in his hands as much as possible. Because when he does have the ball in his hands, good things seem to happen for Memphis. So I think you know, Memphis is going to have to make some adjustments based on other teams' adjustments. And I think, you know, from what I understand, Illinois-Chicago will be a tougher game than mm-hmm. South Carolina State. And obviously Oregon will be tougher than Illinois-Chicago. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, even though last night was amazing. And the most remarkable thing to me was, and maybe I should have realized this from the get-go, but it just seemed like adding James, not only was he awesome, just having him in the lineup just made everything we were sort of concerned about in the preseason after those two exhibition games, it all just disappeared. One guy, it seemed like, made it all disappear. He filled in every little hole that they had that they'd shown in those two exhibition games. And it really was a remarkable debut because of how awesome he looked and how dominating he was. But then also just because of how cohesive it all of a sudden just looked just because he was in the lineup. It was really a lot of fun to watch.
Mark, frankly, I'm surprised that you were as concerned as you just pointed it out about the couple of exhibitions when just a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, I was hearing you, I think, say, you correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're taking how good James Wiseman is for granted. Remember you saying that? You were like, we're going to see him, and this kid's going to show us the reason why he's number one. And that's what I thought that's what last night was, man, and that you were actually right, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Just a complete difference. He fills all the holes. And everybody else on that team is just so much more confident in what they do, right? So much more decisive in terms of their decision when he's on the floor. Just changes everything.
Yeah. Yep. No, I mean, I'd said all along, like, I've thought for a while he was going to lead the team in scoring.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to lead the team in rebounding. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're right. I don't know. It's just, and I don't, I would say, when I say concerned, like, I've been saying for the past couple weeks since these exhibition games, like, the only reason those concerns were, I guess, concerns were because Penny and the players had talked so confidently about how good they felt they were going to be. And then to see them look kind of not great in those exhibition games, like, in reality... Compared to how they had talked about themselves.
Gotcha.
When in reality, those exhibition games are almost to be expected you're relying on this many freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in retrospect, when you're missing the best freshmen of all.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't actually concerned. Like, I didn't think, based on those two exhibition games, they weren't going to be a great team come January. But those two exhibition games had maybe had me maybe sort of siding towards the frame of mind of, well, this is going to take a month or two to come together. And now, after watching last night, I'm more back towards the camp of, this is going to be awesome. But I do want to see it against some better competition.
Agree 100%.
I think they're going to beat Oregon. Like, I think they're going to beat Oregon. I think that they're going to run through the AAC. And honestly, I felt like, I mean, like, last night doesn't change that. I'm glad to see that Wiseman is back. But I think people have just kind of forgotten because he wasn't playing and they maybe had sort of prejudices about this team without him. Like, I don't see most teams, 92% of teams, being able to provide an answer for James Wiseman on either end. And I think that results in a lot of wins.
I think you're right about that. I mean, there's his length. He's so much stronger now than when he first got to Memphis as a recruit, like when he first came to East. And what I liked last night is, and, like, you know, I watched him during his pregame warmups. Like, the guy can shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He can, you know, he can dribble the ball if he wants to.
Didn't try to do that. Yep.
But what I liked last night was that he was basically like, all right, I'm just going to dominate the paint.
Yep.
And that's what he did. And I'm not to say he shouldn't shoot the ball and shouldn't show off some of his perimeter skills, because those are things, frankly, he's going to need to do at the next level. But it seemed like he's willing to balance all, at least from that first game. It just seemed like he's not necessarily just thinking about what do I need to show people for the next level. He's thinking, how can I dominate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I loved his mindset in the game. And like I said, that's not to say he shouldn't shoot three-pointers. Like, I think we're going to see that as this year wears on. I think you'll see him step out a little more. But you don't want him to lose sight that, you know, at this level, as a freshman in college, for Memphis this year, like, him dominating the paint like he did last night is crucial for this team.
Oh, I think they go further. If he decides to be that James Wiseman, like, for most of the season, I'm with you 100%, Mark, right? Instead of a, hey, I need to show the NBA this, because the NBA already knows, right? I mean, they've got a pretty good idea. And so, as opposed to, hey, let me go show all my skills, as opposed to do what's best for this team right now, I wondered how much of that mindset, right, Mark, because I think this is interesting, was, I've been out, hey, allow me to reintroduce myself, sort of as the lyrics go from Jay-Z there. Let me show these folks. How much of that was the mindset for that game, right? Or how much of it do you think that will apply all season long? I'm curious to see that. I truly am.
Well, and listening to Penny and having been around James a decent amount, I think this relates a little bit to when Anthony Davis was in Kentucky. I think James has the type of personality. He wants to please authority figures, if you will. Like, he wants to please Penny. And I think that's a relationship that is going to really work in Memphis's favor, in the sense that he trusts Penny, and he trusts that Penny has his best interests at heart. And so if Penny tells him, hey, like, listen, you can be a 3-point shooter if you want, but, you know, if we want to get to where we want to get, that's not necessarily it's not to say you can't. You know,
well,
if it's open, it's open.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, this is what you need to do for us to be the best team possible, and ultimately us being the best team possible will probably be in your best interest. And I relate it to Anthony Davis in that the Anthony Davis we see now in the NBA, that's not who he was at Kentucky that one year when they won a national title and they were fantastic. The Anthony Davis at Kentucky was more of an interior player who blocked a ton of shots and opened up things for his teammates because of how much attention he drew. He was not a guy who was taking people off the dribble and shooting from outside a lot like he is now as an NBA player. And if I'm Penny, that's what I'm showing. I'm showing James Wiseman film of Anthony Davis in college going, it didn't affect his draft stock to be a dominant player.
Yep.
And a winning player at Kentucky. And that's what I think James last night showed me, sort of that side, in that he's going to do what's best for the team. And ultimately, I think what's best for the team, if he does it and Memphis reaches the potential we think it has, I think it won't affect. I think his draft stock will be exactly what it is today, and that's you know, number one, potential number one pick, and probably, you know, at worst, top three.
What was the most impressive play to you that James made last night?
Oh, it was definitely when he was because to me, the most impressive – I've watched James Wiseman play probably 20, 25 times over the past few years. And always the most impressive thing to me with James is the way he runs the floor. Mm-hmm. He just covers so much ground. You do not see 7-foot-1 guys cover the type of ground that he covers as quickly as he does.
Yeah.
And then when he combines running the floor with, and this is something that he's developed over the last probably year. Like, he's not a guy who does like windmill dunks and stuff like that. He just dunks it really hard now.
Yep.
Like, he's like trying to rip off the rim and break the backboard hard. And so there was that one play, I want to say it was the third dunk he had of the game. Like, he had the putback to start, then he had the alley-oop from Alo, and then his third dunk was when
Precious?
He ran the floor, got the ball in full sprint,
yep.
and just tomahawked it in full sprint. So it was the combination of the way he runs the floor and the way he just dunks the ball so hard. That was my favorite dunk of the night.
Yeah, I thought the one that I really enjoyed and that I think really kind of gave you a glimpse and an idea of just the difference he makes and the cleanup that he makes. You know, DJ Jeffries is driving. They ran. It looked honestly like a little dribble drive. I don't know if anybody noticed that. Like, they ran like one set of dribble drive. DJ Jeffries gets the catch, drives downhill, and I don't know if he was trying to pass to James or if he lost it or whatever. But either way, like, the ball was in midair. James jumps up, leaves his feet, catches it in midair, and dunks it home. I mean, how many guys in the country can do that? I mean, not many.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, honestly, he had 5 dunks, but like, he could have had like 9 or 10. In the second half, it seemed like he decided, all right, I'm just going to lay up some of these. He could have dunked more.
No question.
You know, everything, he was scoring everything at the rim. And for gosh sakes, he played 22 minutes. Like, imagine if he's playing 30, 32, 34, whatever, Penny, you know, in against Oregon, like what he's going to be able to produce. It was really, really fun to watch. And it was just like the, you know, like in those two, I think part of the concern that I talked about in those exhibition games was also just, you were expecting to feel like electricity when you watched this team and feel like you were watching something, you know, something that where maybe they weren't all the way there, but that something special was brewing. And you just didn't get that sense from the first two exhibition games. You absolutely felt that electricity last night. And it was really from the opening minute, even when South Carolina State hit their first 5 shots and Memphis wasn't playing good defensively and was, you know, took a minute to pull away. Like, you just still felt that electricity, you know, up and down the roster and up and down FedEx Forum. Like, people were, you know, in awe, were wowed by what they were seeing, anticipating what might happen next. And that just wasn't there in the two exhibition games.
set James Wiseman to the side. 10 other guys played last night. Who and what were you most impressed by aside from Wiseman? What jumped out first?
The two guys I really liked, who I liked how they played, the two point guards, mm-hmm. Damian Ball and Alex Lomax, yes. Really liked what both of them brought to the table. Damian had 8 assists. It was really good in the first half. I think he had 5 assists, no turnovers, hit 2 three-pointers, which was really encouraging. And then Alo was just a pest defensively, mm-hmm. Seemed to be all over the court, really seemed to run the team well. And both those guys, I think, are going to be crucial because they're both, you know, you look at this roster, you know, DJ Jeffries is a guy who needs the ball in his hands to really be effective. Boogie Ellis, same way. Precious Achiuwa, same way. James, maybe a little less so, but still, you want the ball in his hands as much as possible. Even Lester Quinones, he's a shooter. He's a guy who needs to, you want him finishing off plays once he gets his shooting touch, although I've been encouraged with him in terms of him contributing more than just being a shooter with his shot off. But having Alo and Damian as guys who can make a difference in the game without having the ball in their hands, I think that is vital for this team. But like, I think both those guys are going to play a lot for that reason because, like I said, neither of them need to be – they don't need sets run for them to be effective. They're going to rebound. They're going to play defense. They're going to get the ball, the guys. They're going to distribute. And they both seem to really have a good grasp of what their role is. And so I was really encouraged by what I saw from them.
No doubt. It was one hell of a night, no question, in downtown Memphis, debut of Big Ticket. Mark, always appreciate the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.